The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, today, the Mental Health Commission has published its 2025 annual report, which notes several areas of improved compliance with regulations, but also detailing poor infrastructure in place currently. Joining us to detail the report's findings is the CEO of the Mental Health Commission, John Faherty. John, let's start with the positives first. You can see definite progress in terms of the work being done over the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, so we're really seeing a strategic shift in our inpatient mental health care. So, for example, we have 2,700 inpatient beds in 67 centres. 70% of them are public or HSE beds, and 30% are private and private not-for-profit beds. And I suppose just to give you some of the headline things that are happening, compliance is definitely going up all the time with the regulations. Overcrowding used to be a big feature. That's down by over 92%. Child admissions to adult centres. When I started, the majority of kids were going into adult centres 15, 20 years ago. That's down by 81%. I think it's 5 or 6 young people this year. The restrictive practices, particularly in children's, are down by huge numbers as well. So really, really big increases are improvements that have to be welcomed. And I like to think that regulation has a fair bit to do with that, because we set the infrastructure in which people should work.
The thing that jumped out at me that you mentioned there was the reduction since 2018 of the episodes of restriction or restriction practices, be it seclusion or physical restraint, of children. In 2018, there was 2,608 episodes of such restrictive practices. Last year, 250. That is clearly a hugely welcome trend.
Hugely welcome, and absolutely down to the dedication of the staff and the multidisciplinary teams, the families, who work in inpatient CAM services in Ireland. It just has to be welcomed, this trauma-informed approach that we're now doing. So, for example, 25, 30 years ago, we would have had certain views about how people should be treated. That has radically changed now in Ireland. You know that when someone is unwell, when someone needs help, they have to be met at the human-to-human level, not just about medication. It's about multidisciplinary care. Medication is essential, but it's not the only thing. It must be with the other things. And those CAM centres, for example, have schools, they have social workers, OTs, psychologists. So it absolutely welcomed. And in a way, as you get a bit older, it's kind of staggering, and it's also, to see it happening, it just is. I'm just thankful that we're beginning to see those changes in Ireland.
And that is very welcome. Now, it isn't, unfortunately, a completely rosy picture. There are issues there, including staffing, including the infrastructure there. Talk to us about some of the problems that still exist.
Yeah, so the main problems are, when you look at the highly compliant centres, most of them are the private centres. Then you see huge, 52 or 53 centres, including the HSE ones, have really got their compliance up over 80%. There's about 12 centres that with low compliance and 3 with very low. But then when we look at the regulations, where they're falling down is in areas like individual care planning, premises and staffing. And really, they're not just administrative regulations. This isn't just some bureaucrat talking about red tape. They're the fundamentals of care we have to get right. Now, it's only, when we say, they're falling down, people are, we find them non-compliant if they don't have everything right, because as far as we're concerned, everything should be right in a place where a person is deprived of their liberty. But the premises, for example, I give you an example. In Waterford, we had a place in Waterford that was non-compliant for years. People were struggling. We'd meet the provider, we'd meet the staff. They got a new building, Aidens now. It's a brand new building built a number of years ago. They're attracting more staff. They're highly compliant. So having the infrastructure in place, a proper building where when you're at your lowest ebb, you go in and it restores your hope and dignity. You have a single room. You can have private meetings with people. That's all a fundamental now. The days of 6 or 7 people, in a room, or 4 people sharing a room. And I know this is the same in the physical hospitals, in the general hospitals. That really isn't appropriate anymore for mental health.
So we're doing better there, but still quite a way to go. We need more capital spending.
Yeah, so not alone do we need more capital spending, but we need to spend our capital well. So this idea of 7, 8, 9 years to develop something, I mean, you just wouldn't get away with it in the normal course of life. If you're waiting 7 or 8 or 9 years to build, you know, something, you know, in the private sector, it's not acceptable.
Well, to build your house, for example, I mean, it would be unthinkable, wouldn't it, to have to wait that long?
Well, yeah, but for the people in, say, the Mercy Hospital in Cork and, you know, Roscommon, they shouldn't be going into those buildings anymore. So we've identified those to the HSE year after year for a long time. And I suppose what we're saying is that, and there, I don't think there's an issue about the capital development from the state. It's the speed. People need to really up their game and start delivering these things, because we know that when you deliver it, the services become more compliant.
Okay. Staffing, is that still an issue?
So staffing is an issue, and for different reasons. So we really haven't quite settled on, you know, having everyone there all the time, the multidisciplinary approach. In Ireland, inpatient psychiatry is pretty much dependent on the doctors and the nurses. And surrounding them in the places, the highly compliant places have them surrounded with social workers, OTs, psychologists, where you get holistic healthcare and making sure they're highly trained. But again, that comes back to the premises and the approach and the culture, because people will work. There's a thing called a magnetic hospital, where you have a high functioning, well-designed hospital that attracts staff, where you have one that isn't well-designed, where the culture isn't really on top of things. It doesn't attract staff. So more multidisciplinaries are needed.
Yeah. Okay, two last things I just want to ask you quickly about. The review of services confirmed the need for more consistent medication management. Just tell us what that means and what the issue is here.
So if you remember a number of years ago in CAMHS, community CAMHS, there was an issue around the medication that was being prescribed and given to young people.
Yeah.
And the state accepted that, and they accepted that that was wrong. Well, in the inpatients, we have constantly held a higher bar in the inpatients. So the inspector this year put the bar up even further. So compliance was always around 80%. He put the bar up further. It's dropped to 50%. I'm not as worried about that, because I know that the centres will adapt now, because it was their first year. But really, and we're also looking at putting in place a code of practice in terms of medication as a restrictive practice, to make sure that medication is only used therapeutically, and that where it is used for any other reason, that we're absolutely clear on why that is, and it's an absolute last resort. So just making sure that all the medication that's been given out to people really fits within a holistic program of care.
You mentioned CAMHS. You're obviously responsible for regulating and inspecting inpatient CAMHS centres. Yeah. Anything in particular to note there?
Well, we're obviously ready to go in terms of regulating the outpatients CAMHS, so the community. The big thing is for us to be able to go out into the communities. We believe that if the standards from the inpatients transfer across, that you'll see the people will have a lot more trust and be a lot more assured in the community services.
Okay, so you will have responsibility for those outpatient services as well?
We will. We'll be required to register them and inspect them and monitor them. And I know that that's a priority for the Minister for Mental Health, because we met her recently, and I know that that's one of the things on her priority agenda. So we would hope that to happen quite quickly.
Notwithstanding the issues you mentioned, and I'm not in any way playing them down, they're hugely significant and must be addressed. Do you feel broadly positive about the direction we're going?
I am positive, because I would have worked in the system in the 80s. My parents would have worked in the system in the 70s. I think we're now humanising this service. I think we now realise we have to move beyond hospitals. And I think people are slowly getting it, that it's not like you go into a hospital and you stay there for 5, 10 years, whatever. When you're unwell, you go into a hospital, it might only be for a month, and then you have to get on with the rest of your life, and the services are there. So I am optimistic, but I'm also cautious, because over the course of my career, I have seen that where people are vulnerable and at their lowest ebb, they can sometimes be let down. So cautious vigilance is where I'm at.
Okay, really interesting. Keep up the good work. John Farley, CEO of the Mental Health Commission, thank you for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.